end of the gale warning. This is Radio 4. Now it's time for the Archers.
Give me a quick hand with this crate. It's got stuck.
Of course. Oh, they're heavier than they look, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks. That's done it.
It's okay. Look, I don't want to make a big thing of this, but Mike did miss us out this morning. And when I pop down to the shop, it won't open.
Well, Mike hasn't done the round yet, I'm afraid.
Oh, I see.
We overslept.
Oh, well, happens to the best of us.
I'm just getting a few things ready for him. Then I'll be down to open up the shop. Were there many people waiting?
Oh, only one or two. Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah. We just overslept, that's all.
Oh, right. Well, I'll leave you to it then.
I'm really sorry. It won't happen again.
Oh, don't worry about it. I wouldn't have come up, but with the shop not open either, I just went...
No, we're fine, honestly. Just, you know, Monday morning.
Oh, I do. I'd better get on myself. I've got Christopher in the van.
Oh, sorry. Has it made you late for work?
No, I'm going into Borchester. I've just got to drop him round to Mum's.
Well, you get off then. Christmas shopping, you need every minute, don't you?
Oh, I've got to see Mark Ebden first. Be easier if I could just take the van, but Neil needs it.
Better get going if you've got an appointment.
Do you know, I didn't realise buying a house could be so complicated. I mean, not when you're living in it already.
Yes. Maybe I should just go and see.
But the council said that you need help with the land registry and the stamp duty. Did you know that we'd confirmed the mortgage offer?
No. Think I'd better go and see what's happening to Mike.
Oh, you're all right. Here he comes. Oh.
Make a hell of a racket with them crates, Betty.
Mike, you're not dressed.
Well, what's the rush?
The milk round.
That's the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, you standing here gossiping.
I was just going.
Susan came to see what had happened to her milk. And the shop's not open either. She's got better things to do with her time.
Lucky her.
Mike, please.
Are you feeling well, Mike?
Me? Oh, no, I'm top of the world. I've got no work, no home.
You've got the milk round.
But what does it matter, eh? When I live in such a wonderful country. Pays its citizens to do nothing. Did you know that, Susan?
No. Me and Neil work hard for what we got.
More fool you.
Don't start that again. Susan doesn't know what you're talking about. Go and get dressed.
What's the point? What's the point in anything?
Oh, Betty.
I'm sorry. He's had a bit of a disappointment. You see, he thought he could start up a bit of farming again, and it turns out the land's being used for set-aside. Now there's all the uncertainty about the house.
Well, taking to his bedding can help him, is it? All you and the kids.
I know, but he's really... I wish he'd see someone.
Hasn't he been to the doctor's?
No, I think he should see a counsellor or something.
Oh, I don't know about that. Kathy Pooks went to see one of them, and look what happened to her.
Do you want some coffee, Usha? Sally's just making some.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Have you got a few minutes?
Yeah, that looks like it. Supposed to be seeing Susan Carter, but she hasn't arrived yet.
Only I've just been having a look at our advert in Yellow Pages.
Oh, yes. We'll need to change that, won't we? Get your name put in.
I thought we might take the opportunity to put in more than just our names and address.
What do you have in mind?
Nothing too flashy. Just listing the services we offer.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And maybe a few you haven't offered before.
Such as?
Is it worth you becoming a member of ALAS? I would have thought that accidental injury was quite as common in the country as in the city.
Yeah, if not more so. Yeah, I think we should. Would you like to deal with that?
Sure. Maybe we could publicise it in the Echo.
Oh, we do have a listing there. But it could do with being jazzed up a bit.
Do you think you could do a small feature for them? The importance of making a will, that sort of thing?
Yeah, perhaps. I could certainly ask Elizabeth.
There's no harm in getting a little publicity. It's worth considering.
All these ideas are... I'm afraid I was a bit lax about that side of things when I first set up. I was used to the local law society taking care of it.
Now you've got me to share the burden.
Oh, you're doing more than that. Come in.
Morning. Oh, I'm sorry to barge in, but there was no one in the outer office. Oh, are you busy? Shall I wait outside?
No. Come and meet Usha. Usha Gupta, my new partner. This is Susan Carter.
Hi, how do you do?
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Susan's husband doesn't work for Phil Archer.
And he's got his own business as well. Pigs and eggs.
Well, that must keep him very busy. Do you have them run it, Mrs. Carter?
Oh, not really. Oh, look, if you're busy, I could come back later. I've got lots of Christmas shopping to do.
No, you made an appointment. Susan's buying her house.
Oh, I don't envy you. It's very stressful. I remember when my father bought ours.
Was that a council house?
Sure. We came from Uganda, you see, Mrs. Carter. You're probably too young to remember Idi Amin.
Oh, no, I do, a bit.
We were very lucky to get any accommodation at all. And it was a very nice house, as I'm sure yours is.
We like it.
Very well built. Councils often work to higher standards than private builders.
Oh, do they? But the Building Society have asked for a server.
Don't worry, that's standard practice. And we also advise you to get an independent survey done. We could arrange that, couldn't we, Mark?
Yeah, certainly.
I'm not sure. Wouldn't that be very expensive?
Mark will be able to fill you in on all the details.
Yeah, look, I've got a better idea. Why don't you look after Susan?
I'd be delighted to, of course. But Mrs. Carter may have other ideas. She did come to see you.
No, that's all right. I mean, if you've done it for your own family, it might be quicker, mightn't it? And I have got all this shopping to do.
It won't take long, and it'll be a great pleasure to have you for my first client.
What's it like at the canning factory?
Boring, really. But I need the money and it pays more than Pat.
Must be hard working for Pat as well.
Oh, I've cut down a bit there. It's only over Christmas.
Do you think they'll keep you after?
Dunno, hope so. But there's no promises.
Extra money is useful this time of year.
Oh, I'm not getting paid extra. I was late, and it's all Betty Tucker's fault.
Betty's?
Oh, I don't want to talk about him. I can't be bothered. Oh, I just want to get home. I'm going to be late as it is.
Yeah, Neil will be wondering where I've got to.
You're going to have a Merry Christmas and look at all those bags.
Well, I shouldn't really. Not now we're buying the house.
If you've got it, spend it. I wish I could.
But the solicitor's bill isn't going to be as much as I thought. Mark's partner was really helpful.
Was he?
Oh, look. Oh, someone wants to give us a lift. Oh, come on. Wait a minute, Sharon. You don't know who... Sharon?
It's ever so kind of you to give us a lift. We're very grateful, aren't we, Sharon?
Yeah.
We were just on our way to the station.
It's no trouble to me. I'm going your way.
Oh, well, thanks.
You're working at the canning factory, aren't you, Sharon? I thought they laid on a minibus.
They do, but I missed it.
That must be hard work.
Yeah. The money's useful, though, isn't it, Sharon?
Does it pay well?
It's all right.
Better if you're a bloke. You don't seem to be getting as much as Gary.
You mean the men get paid more than the women? But that's outrageous.
And against the law, if you're doing the same work.
We ain't.
Are you sure? Sounds the same to me.
You should get your union to look into it.
Union?
This is the country, Usha.
Neil's in a union.
Surely in a factory.
There ain't no union I've heard of. Those blokes stand outside sometimes, giving out leaflets.
What do they say?
I don't know. I don't read them.
But they might do something about your pay.
I ain't got time for all that. I got enough to do looking after Kylie and trying to make ends meet.
Sharon's got a daughter.
My niece.
Yeah, she's got lots of aunts and uncles. Pity she ain't got no dad.
But if you're bringing her up on your own, isn't that all the more reason to make sure you get a fair wage?
I told you, I ain't got the time.
If you need any help...
I don't. I manage.
And how are things at the estate office, Susan? Cameron keeping you busy?
Oh, well, you know, when he's there.
Maybe you should join a union, Susan.
Oh, no, I like it. Gives me lots of responsibility. He's out tomorrow and I'm in charge.
Where is he this time? Munich? Milan?
Oh, no, he's out with the hunt. Is Shirley going?
The hunt? Oh, it's a different world.
Yeah, isn't it just?
I don't care who started it, I'm finishing it. So go and watch telly until your tea's ready. And don't... Slam the door.
I'm sorry. I can see I've called at a bad moment.
Oh, don't seem to get any other sort round here these days. No, no, it was nice of you to bring the addresses.
I don't want you to think I'm interfering. But, well, I went to see someone, and it helped me a lot.
Did it?
Yes. I know you think I made a mess of things, but it might have been a far worse mess without her help.
Well, I didn't mean to bring back bad memories.
Oh, well. All water under the bridge now, isn't it? How is Sid?
Oh, fine.
Looking forward to having Lucy back, I expect.
Yeah.
He must miss her.
Well, it's nice to have company, isn't it? Like you on your holiday.
What? Oh, yes. It's nice to see old friends.
Known each other a long time, have you?
Yes, some years.
Can't you do something about them kids?
What are they supposed to have done now?
Now, watching the telly.
Look, they can't play outside, and I'm trying to get the tea on.
Perhaps I'd better be going.
Good boy. Can't you just keep them quiet?
Look, I was trying to. Goodbye, Kathy, and thanks.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll let myself out. I hope you feel better soon, Mike.
What was that supposed to mean?
Oh, nothing.
What have you been saying to her?
Nothing. But You still in your pyjamas at 6 o'clock?
Don't start that
Look,
again.
I'm not starting anything. I just want to get on with the tea.
Yeah, well, I wish you would. I had nothing to eat all day.
You could have made yourself something.
Couldn't be bothered. What does she want anyway?
Nothing.
What's this then?
Well, I don't...
Depressives and not... Personal counsel... You must think I'm going balmy.
No, but we can't go on like this. It's affecting the children.
Oh, well, the children come first, of course.
I'm letting people down in the village.
Oh, and then everyone else.
And quite honestly, I'm at the end of me tether.
Oh, and then Betty Tucker. No room for poor old Mike. Oh, yeah, everyone counts except me.
Oh, that isn't true.
Yeah, but it's what it feels like.
But how can you say that when you know I'm worried sick about you?
Yeah, so worried you want me locked up.
Oh, I don't.
Nah, well, I'll save you the trouble. I'm such a nuisance, or I'll just take myself off.
What do you mean?
I'm going back to bed, and I'm staying there!
Any more bacon?
I'm saving some for Joe.
I'll never know. Give him an extra sausage instead.
He'll smell it. Anyway, he needs to keep his strength up.
Why? He ain't doing much with it. Left the milk in to me, as per usual.
Look, if the worst comes to the worst, and he does end up in prison.
No, he won't. The jails are full of troublemakers as it is. I want Dad in there.
I hope you're right.
I know I am. I'll give us the bacon.
I'll pass your plate then.
Oh. Anyway, Elf's mate to look after him.
Oh.
Ah, got ways. And he might end up sharing a cell with Elf. Family reunion.
It ain't funny.
Yeah, don't have to tell me. I'm the one who's doing all the work round here. Well, you have to shift himself today. I've got 2 rehearsals.
You haven't forgotten you said you'd feed Neil's pigs.
That's this morning. I've got Bert Fry at 1. Linda Snell at 2.
You ain't never going to get away with it.
Oh, well. Bert's just a read-through. He's got to get back to work.
And so have you. There's the milk in the turkey.
Oh, Dad can pull his weight for a change, like I said.
And what about that mistletoe? Well, I thought you and Joe were supposed to be collecting some to take over Tenbury. We ain't got enough to decorate the house yet.
Well, I'll get some. I'll have a look up at Willow Farm when I get to do the pigs.
Oh, yeah, Betty might like some. Cheer her up a bit.
Kissing Mike wouldn't do a lot for me. Unless she gets lucky and he turns into a frog.
That's a nice way to talk about your friends.
Ah, frog would be a darn sight better company than Mikey's. That's good. Do you think I'll work it into me act?
I thought Linda Snow didn't like you altering her lines.
Yeah, Bert's as bad. I don't know. You'd think they'd written them on tablets of stone.
But it might help if you don't keep getting the 2 mixed up.
You'd think that'd be great to have someone in the cast that could improve it for them.
Not the same person in both casts. Yeah, you ain't never going to get away with it.
Oh, well, if you help me with my lines. Hey, go on, do a bit now.
Oh, I got the boys to get to school. Oh, come in.
Good morning. Sorry to disturb you, but I brought a revised rehearsal schedule.
All right, you are, sling it over.
Do you want a cup of tea? Oh, no, thank you, Clary. I've got all these to distribute. There's a change this afternoon, so I want to catch everyone.
I can't do it.
Why not? I'm only shifting this afternoon's rehearsals an hour forward. I thought it would be your lunch hour.
Eddie don't like to miss his dinner.
Ah, well, I'm providing food.
I still can't do it.
Rather not.
Oh, why don't you just tell her?
Because I'm feeding Neil's pigs. I can't get out of it.
Oh, really? Oh, well, I suppose you'll just have to be late, that's all. But you will have to free yourself of all other commitments in future, you know.
Yes, Eddie. I think you should do that, too.
All manage.
Well, I hope so. I need even more effort now I've heard we may be playing to rather a distinguished audience.
Why? Who's coming?
Let's just say I do have friends in high places.
There you are, Clary. I can't miss a Royal Come On performance, now can I?
I've been waiting for this, you know. Oh, Betty. Oh,
sorry, Sid. I know it's a bit late.
Oh, that's all right. Why are you doing it? What's happened to Mike?
Not feeling too good.
Isn't he? What's supposed to be the matter?
Stomach upset.
Really? You can tell me, you know.
No, really. I just hope we aren't all going to get it.
Look, why don't you come in for a cup of tea? You look frozen.
Oh, no, I'd better get on.
Look, let me do it for you. You just tell me who you've got left to see.
Please stop being so kind to me.
Sorry?
Oh, I didn't mean to bite your head off.
I only want to help.
I know. Perhaps you could talk to Mike.
I'd like to have a few words with him, certainly.
Well, I didn't mean... Well, not like that.
Oh, talk him out of his stomach upset, you mean?
Yeah, something like that, you know. Talk things through.
Would you mind?
Oh, why should I mind? Look, you need all the help you can get.
Yes, but I... Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I'd better get on.
But what?
See, could you do me a favour? Oh, morning, Betty. You doing the milk?
Yeah, I'm afraid Mike's...
Mike's got a stomach upset. What can I do for you, mate?
Yeah, you couldn't make a quick phone call for us, could you? I forgot to remind Susan to make sure that Eddie's remembered he's feeding my pigs today. I come out in such a rush.
I think I can manage that. Busy day.
Yeah, I say. I'm seeing the bank manager. Then I've got to pick up some wiener nuts.
Yeah, well, I'd better get on too. Bye.
Yeah, now, let me know if you need any help. Betty!
She's got a lot on her plate.
Yeah, she can say that again.
And, this stomach upset of Mike's?
What do you think?
Susan was saying she's really worried about him.
I'm worried about her. I mean, it's just getting too much for her to cope with.
Yeah. Difficult to know what to do for the best, though, isn't it?
Maybe. But I'm not going to stand by and see her go under. I'm just not going to let it happen.
Done nothing to her. It's like this when I come.
I thought you was just feeding them. Whatever's happened, it looks like an earthquake, Cetus.
The aunts have been through, judging by the tracks.
The aunts? We don't let them over our land.
They'll let the fox know that, do they?
How could they just ride over everything like this?
I don't think they did.
But you just said...
No, the fox has been through here all right. And the aunts. I knew they was up this way. It looks like the rider skirted the farm and caught up with them later. If they don't use your ride over your
you
land...
You mean a few dogs did all this?
Yeah, with the help from the pigs, they'd be that scared.
Yeah, poor pigs.
That's what's broken your fencing wire and bent your post. I wouldn't like to be in the path of a scared sow.
They're all over the place, and the piglets. What are we going to do?
I don't know what you're going to do, Susan. I've got a rehearsal to get to.
But you can't just leave me, Eddie. I'm supposed to be in the office.
Look, Neil asked me to feed his pigs. He didn't say nothing about rebuilding his unit from scratch.
I don't know what to do, though. And I've got to get back. Cameron left me in charge. He's out with the aunt.
Well, he'll cause the mess. Perhaps he'll give you a hand.
Oh, don't be so silly. Oh, what am I going to do?
Get Neil.
I can't. He won't be back till 4 at least.
I might be able to come back then myself, but I can't stay now. I'm supposed to be in two places at once as it is.
I can't leave the pigs like this.
Look, I can stay for a bit. Then I'll come down with you and see if you can rouse Mike, but then I'll have to go.
Oh, what a mess. Where shall we start?
If you get some of them sows back in their arcs, it would help.
Yeah, and then maybe the piglets would follow them.
What game are they supposed to be?
I've no idea. Why do you think some of them are missing?
Oh, I don't know how many of them there were in the first place. With that electric fencing
game.
Oh, down.
Great. You mean they could be anywhere?
I don't suppose that I got that far.
Just what I've always wanted. A wild pig chase.
Mike! Oh, no. What's he done now?
Mike!
Oh, stop! Get out! Get out! No, stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Betty! What's he doing to you? Betty, are you all right?
Oh, I'm scared!
What's happened? What's Mike done? What's happened?
There's a pig! There's a pig in the kitchen!
What?
There's a pig in the kitchen! Look!
Oh, my Lord! How ever did it get in?
Oh, I don't know. Have to just get it out, please.
Oi, you, shoo! Go on, hop it.
Look, look, you need a board or something. Here, here's this tray.
A tray? Well, what do you want me to do with it? Hit it on the snout or something?
No, no, you have to cut up an escape route.
Huh?
Look, if only get me on the other side.
Careful. I'm sure it's dangerous.
No, 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 she's only frightened. Come on now. One, two, three.
Out! Out!
Come on now!
Out!
Oh!
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 Well. When I heard that noise outside, well, I expected all sorts, but I didn't expect a pig.
Oh, wow. That's life, isn't it? Full of surprises.
Oh. Oh, Betty, love.
Oh, sorry.
No, no, no. It doesn't matter. You can tell me. I was worried enough already. When I popped over to the shop and found it all shut up and
That note you'd scrawled, I was so concerned.
Oh, I had a terrible row with Mike this morning.
Oh.
Then I had to go out to do the milk, then open the shop, and all the morning I was thinking, what am I going to find when I get back? And then I closed the shop up. I shouldn't have done that, really.
Ah, it doesn't matter.
And I came back, and all the way I was thinking, dreading what I might find. Oh, was it a pig?
Oh, sweetheart.
Oh, Sid. Please don't be kind to me. You mustn't. I can't bear it.
I can't bear to see you like this. I just wondered...
Oh, no, Sid. Sid, please. Things are bad enough already. I can't cope with anything else. Oh, no. Come in.
Betty, I'm really sorry about this, but... Oh, no. It's been in here, hasn't it?
Oh, is it your pig? Yeah, I suppose it would be.
The aunt's been through and let all Neil's pigs out. Oh, hello, Sid.
Hi.
Sid's just come round to ask me if I could do a few extra shifts over Christmas.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, I shouldn't think you'd have the time.
No, it was a daft idea, really.
Have you weren't fond of any of the clothes you've got on your line, Betty? It ain't there no more.
Hello, Sid.
Oh, the pig hasn't eaten. Oh,
it doesn't matter.
Of course it does. We'll pay you back.
What are you doing here?
Nothing. I should be getting back. Unless you want me to stay.
You go. I'll be all right.
I'll give you a hand in here, Betty.
Don't you think you'd better get that sale sorted out before she does any more damage?
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
Only I've got to be off soon.
And Mike's not about then.
Oh, my goodness, Mike. I'd better go and check.
Yeah, do you want me to come with you?
You can come and give me a hand with this pig if you like, mate.
Yes, Ron, you are. I'll just wait and see that Betty's okay.
Look, I can do that. You'll be wanting to get back to the pub, won't you?
Yes, of course. Yes, right. Well, lead me to her.
That's good of you to come and lend a hand, Clary.
Sounded like you could use all the help you could get.
If only I could have got here sooner. I mean, it's getting dark. I've got my egg round to do.
Oh, dear, yes, of course.
I can't afford to miss a night. Lose customers.
Did you bring that other torch, Neil? I can't really see what I'm doing.
Got all the sails back now. Want to come and help me sort the piglets?
Oh, yeah. Do you think you could pull this wire out of the mud, love?
I'll give you a hand.
I still can't believe Mike Trucker slept through it all.
Oh, sometimes I wish he'd just got a nice clean job in the office.
Oh, I know what you mean. Shall I take this in?
Oh, thanks. It's good of you to help, Clary.
Well, when Sid told me what had happened...
What on earth is going on here?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Snell. Come to give us a hand.
Oh, I was looking for Eddie.
Oh, he's a bit busy at the moment.
So I see. What's happened?
The hunt came through and disturbed all our pigs.
You keep them out of doors in this weather?
They like it.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you'd like to think so.
Do you want me to go and fetch Eddie, then?
Mrs. Snell can go if it's that important.
It is. I'm going to have to change my performance dates.
Does that affect Eddie?
But of course it does. I think it's going to matter to the whole village.
Mrs. Snell's got someone special coming.
Oh, yeah, royalty, is it?
Well, I'm afraid I can't say at the moment. It's a contact of Robert's, actually. But he can't be here until the Saturday, and I don't want to miss the opportunity.
I think Neil wants you, Susan.
Does he? Oh, yeah, his torch has gone out. Excuse me.
Can you send Eddie over? You can see how important it is.
Yes, all right, I'll tell him.
You'd think she'd show more interest.
She's got a lot on her mind, what with the pigs and everything. So why have you got to change the dates?
Well, I need to do an extra performance on Saturday evening so that our star guest can come.
Oh, but Eddie can't do that.
But you can see how important this is, Clary. I'm sure Eddie will.
Well, I wouldn't bank on it.
Well, we'll see, shall we?
Hello, darling. You wanted me? More rehearsal, is it?
No, Eddie. Mrs. Snell wants you to do an extra performance on Saturday night.
Yes, a very important guest is coming.
Who?
She can't say.
No, I'm afraid for the moment it must remain a secret. But I can say that he is, in the media.
Someone from the telly? Coming to see me?
Not just you, Eddie.
Oh, I've told you, you can't possibly do it.
Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, no, you can't.
Oh, yes, he can. Of course he can. I don't see what the problem is.
Neither do I.
I'm glad you don't. Because I do.
So we've decided we will have the independent survey done.
I think you're wise. Apart from anything else, it'll let you know what the good points of the house are. The building society just tends to concentrate on the things they want you to put right.
Good points? It's only a case list, you know.
You might be agreeably surprised.
Oh? Well, I could do with some good news.
I hope this house purchase isn't getting you down. I'm trying to make it as painless as possible.
Oh, you've been very helpful. No, it's not that. It's the hunt.
The hunt?
Yeah, it came right through my pigs yesterday. Well, the hounds did. You should have seen the mess.
But they'll offer you compensation, surely?
Oh, yeah, the hunt secretary came round this morning.
And you're not satisfied with what he offered?
Well, he was very nice, but... Well, it don't look so bad now we've tied it up.
They should pay you for your time and trouble.
Difficult to put a figure on, though, isn't it?
I could do it for you.
And there's things like... Well, one of my sows that Betty's washing.
Oh, heavens! Did she die?
Well, it was more pulling it off the line than actually eating it.
Even so.
But we've still got to pay for some of the clothes that got torn.
If you asked her how much it would cost...
The Hunt Secretary said I couldn't be absolutely sure she wouldn't have got out anyway.
Not very likely, though, is it?
Hmm.
How much did he offer you?
22 quid.
22 quid? That doesn't sound enough to me. Come in.
He said it was the going rate.
Well, he would, wouldn't he?
Are you sure I'm going out now? Oh, hello, Neil.
Hello, Mark.
Markham, no. Neil's got a problem with the Hunt Secretary.
I thought you'd come about the house.
I did, but...
They've ridden hell for leather over his land and are offering him a derisory amount of compensation.
Par for the course, I'm afraid.
Can't we do something about it?
Look, I don't want no trouble. He owns one of the hotels on the air ground.
Would you like us to represent you, Neil? Take them to court?
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Surely a stiff letter.
They might dig in their heels. Be a precedent, you see.
Look, I don't want to get involved in anything like that. I've got enough on my plate buying this house.
That's all going smoothly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Miss Gupta's been really helpful. Anyway, I'd better get back to my pigs.
Okay, but if you've got any questions about the house, just ring me, won't you? Anything at all?
Yeah, I will. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. You don't have to say it. You think I'm trying to run before I can walk.
I think you don't quite appreciate the tangled web of rural relationships. All right, we might get Neil a bit more money, but he'd be known as a troublemaker throughout the county and that could lose him business.
Point taken. But I don't think the same is true of Sharon's situation. If that was going to be your next observation.
No, I agree with you. I think Sharon's probably got a good case. Your problem is convincing Sharon.
That's all right. I like a challenge.
Oh, good. Look, I'm going out now. I shan't be back all afternoon. You haven't forgotten I'm taking you to Brookfield for dinner?
No. It's very nice of your mother-in-law to ask me, with a husband in hospital.
That's typical of Jill. She's a love. You'll like her. Everybody does.
I'm sure I will. I'm looking forward to meeting Kenton, too.
Are you?
Yes. So I can thank him for being so accommodating about vacating the flat.
Oh, yeah. Well, it should be an interesting evening.
What on earth did he keep that for?
You want Anne in there?
No, I'm all right. You get that firewood over to the house.
You want to watch them pesticides? Some of them are lethal.
Some of them are illegal too now. That's why I'm sorting through them.
Oh, the boss wouldn't keep anything he wasn't supposed to.
Beats me why he's hung on to half this stuff. Some of it's older than I am.
Well, you never know when it might come in handy.
This is a good time to have a clear out while the amnesty's still on.
What amnesty?
I told you, some of this stuff's illegal. Not to mention the cans of labels have come off. Lord knows what's in them. We can cart them all off to a store this month where they'll be properly disposed of and no questions asked.
Well, you reckon you ought to ask the boss first?
What the eye doesn't see.
Is that my firewood, Bert?
I'm just bringing it over.
I wish you would. The fire in the living room's nearly out. And Phil's the only one who can ever get it going properly.
Well, I'll take a look at it if you like.
I want everything nice and cosy for this evening. I've got Usha coming.
Who?
Mark's new partner. She's Asian.
Oh, well, you'll need to keep her warm then.
She's lived in this country since she was 11. I expect she's used to the cold by now. Still, a wood fire makes a good impression.
Well, I'll see to it right away. I suppose you haven't had much chance to get on with my costumes then, with folk coming to dinner.
And visiting Phil. No, I'm afraid I haven't.
Don't worry, Bert. It'll all be all right on the night.
Mrs. Snow's going to Birmingham to get hers. Ordered them from one of them fancy costume shops.
Oh.
She rang me up last night.
Just to tell you that?
Oh, no. She wanted to warn me she's doing a Saturday night performance, too. So I shouldn't be disappointed if I had my audience disappear.
I can't believe how seriously she's taking this. It's just a bit of fun.
I'm taking it seriously.
Yes, of course you are, Bert. And I'm sure yours will be the better one. Now, if you wouldn't mind looking at that fire...
Oh, you still ain't got a proper Abenazi, you know.
You can tell us all about it after you've done the fire.
Oh, right, sir. I shan't be minute.
Thanks. I really am rather nervous about this evening.
Why? I'm sure it'll be fine. She sounds very nice from what Shula's said.
Oh, I'm sure she is. It's Kenton I'm worried about.
Why?
He says he won't come. He refuses to break bread with Mark.
That's silly. I can understand him being cross, but he can't just avoid him.
Oh, yes, he can. You don't know Kenton.
It's ridiculous. And what about Christmas?
What indeed? I tell you quite frankly, Ruth, I'm dreading it. And I wanted everything so special for Phil when he came out of hospital.
Kenton wouldn't spoil things for his dad.
You've never seen Kenton in one of his moods. He can be very stubborn.
Bert, that was quick.
Your shoeler on the phone for you, Mrs. Archer.
Oh, heavens. I hope it isn't a change of plan. See you this evening, Ruth.
Of course. I'm looking forward to it. And don't worry. I'm sure everything will be fine.
It's not like her to get flustered.
I think she's more worried about Phil than she lets on.
Oh, he's all right, though.
Oh, aye. Making very good progress. Driving all the physiotherapists mad.
Oh, it's a nasty thing to happen just before Christmas. It'll be a lot of work for Mrs. Archer.
Yeah. I think we should have them at the bungalow on Christmas Day.
Oh, that'd suit the boss if he can't walk. And it'd take a load off Mrs. Archer's shoulders.
You ought to talk to David.
Why is that then?
I think he's just a little bit worried about me culinary skills, but...
Hope your mum's not going to a lot of trouble. Surely she wasn't expecting anything elaborate.
Oh, no, it's moral support Mum needs.
Isn't that bad news about Phil?
No. Oh, he's doing fine. Walking with a frame now. It's Kenton that's causing problems.
Surprise, surprise.
No, don't be like that. She's really worried. I rang her earlier on to check what time she was expecting us, and it's all she could talk about.
What's he done now?
He's refusing to come to this supper.
Oh, well, all the more for us.
Oh, Mark.
No, it won't break my heart, and I'm not going to pretend it will. It's quite a relief, actually.
I don't think you realise how serious this is.
So I'll make some excuse to
you. The whole situation. I mean, what about Christmas?
Oh, yes. I was thinking about that. Maybe you should ask your mum and dad to come here.
And not Kenton?
Yeah, of course, Kenton. And David and Ruth, all the family. Isn't that what you want?
Of course it is. But suppose Kenton won't come.
Oh, I can't believe he'd be that small-minded. It'll be a chance for us to kiss and make up.
I hope you're right. Oh, Usha, that's a lovely dress.
I hope it's the right kind of thing to wear to supper in the country.
No, wrong again. You should wear green wellies and a hunting hat. You'll never get it right.
Shut up. Is he like this with you, Shula?
Oh, he never appreciates how difficult it is for women to decide what to wear. But I suppose when you're used to throwing on the same boring old grey suit, whatever the occasion...
It's a very nice suit.
Oh, aren't you getting changed? You see, Usha's fed up with it already.
I just thought something more casual.
Yeah, go on, you've got bags of time.
Oh, right. Suppose it is a bit formal for the ball. Not that anyone's going to be looking at me.
Do you want me to take water glasses through as well as wine?
Oh, yes. I wasn't sure if Usha drank.
Yes, I'm sure she'd like some wine.
Hope he's the right sort. Phil usually chooses it.
You're missing him.
I am. Still, though, hoping to get him out on sticks by the weekend.
So soon?
The sooner you're up and about, the better. I do hope he's mobile for Christmas.
So do I. Mark and I were wondering...
Have you got enough glasses? 1, 2, 3. Shula, you've got one too many.
Oh, must have been counting Dad.
Or Kenton.
You're sure he won't change his mind?
Positive. Look... I know Mark's got good reason to be cross with him, but...
But you'd like him to try and make up.
I don't want it to spoil Christmas with Phil just out of hospital.
Well, neither do we. We want you and Dad and Kenton and all the family to come and spend Christmas with us.
Oh, surely that is kind.
Nonsense, Mum. It'll be a pleasure.
I don't know what your father will think about it, though.
I'm sure he'll see it be less work for you. And it'll give Mark and Kenton a chance to make friends again.
It's very sweet of you. But I really will have to talk to Phil about it before I say yes.
Of course. But do try and persuade him.
Oh, it's cold out there.
Hello, Mark.
Hello. Hello, darling. Jill, this is Usha.
Hello. It's lovely to meet you.
It's very kind of you to invite me.
Let me take your coat, Usha.
Thanks. What a splendid kitchen.
We can go through to the sitting room while we're waiting for David and Ruth.
Mum's got a log fire she wants to show off here.
I've got to take in my first sight of a real country kitchen.
Which needs decorating.
Oh, no, you mustn't alter any of it.
Usha's a hopeless romantic about the country.
I hope you're not going to be disillusioned.
I don't think so.
The ball didn't change your mind?
It was charming.
The Grundys weren't in then.
No, but we had a good old chinwag to Neil and Bert.
Oh?
I think Usha's won him over by revealing a convenient passion for pantomime.
It's perfectly true.
That would put you in Bert's good books.
He did take some convincing that Uganda wasn't anywhere near China.
He thought it must be part of India. That's what confused him.
To Bert, someone from Borchester's a foreigner.
He regards his move from Loxley Barrett as the great trek north.
Well, I'm glad I moved.
Isn't that beautiful?
I'll see if they'd like to come in.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, hello, Ruth. Is this the young farmers, then?
Yeah, I think I've come part of the way with them.
Would they like to come in?
No, they've got the rest of the village to do. David will be along in a minute. Is that the collection tin?
Yeah.
Here you are. Oh, she's very impressed already.
You're living up to her idea of what Christmas in the country should be like. Good.
Listen, Jill. David and I were thinking we'd like you and Phil to spend Christmas Day at the bungalow with us.
Oh, Ruth, how kind of you, but I know it won't be up to your standards. But it would be easier for Phil, and it would take some of the strain off you. So please say yes.
Oh, Ruth, that's very sweet. I don't know what to say.
You ain't got much decent stuff here.
It'll do.
It won't. It's all leaf and no berry.
A fox ain't that particular. It's an excuse for a snob.
Well, I am. You ain't getting no Christmas kiss from me if this stuff's the best you can find.
I'll look for something better when I got the time. I've got other things on me mind.
And you know what I think about that?
I can't let Mrs. Snell down, can I? It'd break Bert's heart if I dropped out.
Well, you shouldn't have taken on both in the first place.
If Bert would see reason and change his dates...
Why should he? Linda Snell's caused the trouble.
Yeah, well, she can get someone from the telly to come and see us.
You're not going to let Bert down.
No, I'm going to do both.
Don't be silly. Even you can't be in two places at once.
I don't need to be. It's only the Saturday that's the problem. I've got it all worked out. You can drive me between them.
Oh, no, I can't.
You've got to... I've had a change in the car seat.
It'll never work.
Oh, it will. Look, I want you to come down this afternoon and time me. Look, I do a scene, get off, you drive me to Bert's. I do a scene, get off, you drive me back.
Do what?
Look, I've got a rehearsal with Linda, then one with Bert. I want you to time all the scenes, drive me between the two. You better time that as well.
Oh, yeah. And they're going to think it's a bit suspicious if I suddenly turns up with a stopwatch.
The costumes are coming today. You can say you've come to help me with them.
I've got better things to do with me time.
Any chance of a cup of tea?
Yes, if you put the kettle on.
Well, I've been working hard all the morning.
Oh, yeah, doing what?
I've been putting my affairs in order.
You've been lying in bed.
What affairs?
Sorting out me documents. So that when the prison gates closes behind me, I'll have the satisfaction of knowing that I left my family well provided for.
That'd make a change.
They won't send you to prison.
That's what the Birmingham Six thought.
Oh, they were supposed to have planted a bomb. You just didn't dip your sheep.
Everybody knows you can't trust British justice no more. The jails is full of innocent people. Look at our health.
He's not one of them and neither are you. You didn't dip the sheep.
That's the support I get from my own family. You're asking me to trust the mercy of strangers, cause...
They won't be strangers. You know most of them magistrates.
Yeah, that's the trouble.
Not if you plead guilty and explain the extenuating circumstances. I'm sure they'll understand.
Look, Phil Archer and his cronies. When it was his son shot me in the first place.
You all right for afternoon melting, Dad? I'm rehearsing.
Am I the only one who does any work round here? I thought we were supposed to be bundling up this mistletoe to take it over to Tenbury.
Ain't worth taking. You wouldn't make your petrol money.
There's a couple of bundles of good stuff. I met David Archer out collecting. Perhaps he'd take some for us.
You'd ask an archer for a favour. According to you, they always won.
I bet they've got really good stuff. It'll show ours up.
Yeah, each bit they have. And do you know why? They'll have stripped every tree before us poor folks got a chance. Do you expect me to believe in justice?
Some of these have seen better days. Perhaps we should buy some new ones.
Mm. Which ones do you want to get rid of?
Well, these pink plastic cherubs, for a start.
Well, you can't throw those away. Sheila and I chose them.
Oh, yes, so you did.
Yeah, saved up our pocket money to go into Woolworths every Saturday so we could have something of our own on the tree.
Yes, you were sweet.
Mm, one of the rituals of childhood.
That's what it's about, Christmas, isn't it, tradition? Oh, dear. I don't know what to do.
Oh, you can buy some more decorations for the tree if you want to.
No, what to do about Christmas in general?
Yeah, I can see it's going to be hard work for you with Dad learning to walk again. But I can help. Nelson and I can't start up properly until the lease is sorted out, and that won't be till the new year.
Shula and Mark have invited us all to spend Christmas with them.
Oh, have they?
It was thoughtful of them, wasn't it?
I imagine it was Shula's idea.
No, she says Mark's very keen too.
Well, that's your problem solved.
Do you think it's a good idea?
For you and Dad?
You were invited too.
I would rather be thrown into a pit of snakes than set foot under that man's roof.
Oh, Kenton.
Doesn't have to stop you and Dad going. You've got no quarrel with it.
How could we go and leave you on your own? Your father wouldn't hear of it.
Any chance of a cup of coffee? Oh, what's all that old rubbish?
Our treasured Christmas decorations.
Oh, you won't need any of them if you're coming over to us.
I told Ruth I'd have to ask Phil. And anyway, we'd still have a tree and decorate the house.
Have you invited us for Christmas?
Well, I don't know about you, mate. I've seen what you drink.
You couldn't leave Kenton out.
You're only joking. He can come as long as he brings his own booze.
Oh, thank you very much. Very gracious.
Wouldn't you like to go?
I expect I could put up with it.
Oh, big of you.
It would be much better for Dad and you, wouldn't it, Mum?
Exactly. Right, well, I'm glad that's settled.
I'll still have to ask your father. I don't know that he'll like the idea of spending Christmas away from Brookfield.
300 yards away for one day?
Well, we can still make the place Christmassy for him. I told you I'll help.
You can have some of my mistletoe.
I thought that was going to charity.
Yeah, it will be, in aid of distressed farmers with gammy legs.
He'll be able to walk again properly. That's what the operation's for.
Yes, but not by Christmas. I think the bungalow's an ideal solution.
Do you?
Hmm. Surprising that Dave should come up with it.
Hey, you watch it, mate, unless you want to end up with a parson's nose.
I've still got to talk to your father.
Yes, but you can persuade him, if you really try.
So, it's up to you to decide, Mum, isn't it?
It was Christmas night in the laundry, and I'd just finished ironing the tree.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, sorry, I was just, oh, what's the word?
Busking.
Improvising.
Well, please don't. What is the point of me writing a monologue full of carefully timed and balanced jokes about ecologically unsound domestic products if you try and change it? Do you think Ben Elton improvising?
Clary, where you been?
Working. But I'm here now.
Oh, good. It's all right. We can start now, Mrs. Snell.
Excuse me, but what exactly is your wife doing here? You know I don't allow spectators.
She's come to time me.
Time you?
Yeah, with a stopwatch.
Well, really, Eddie?
Yeah, look here, I can explain.
Can you? I must say I'm agreeably surprised.
You are?
I didn't realise that you'd taken my advice about the essence of comedy lying in the timing quite so seriously.
Oh, yeah. I was drinking in you every word.
It was the way you were yawning that misled me. Still, I think it's an excellent idea. Carry on, Clary.
Oh, right.
And feel free to laugh. You can time that, too.
Oh. Shall I start, then?
Oh, I wish you would.
I was reading the list of chemicals on the side of a washing powder packet. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Nuclear lamps, fool! Nuclear lamps, fool!
Oh, your father has decided to grace us with his presence.
That ain't Joe.
Good afternoon, Linda. I brought the props for you to have a look at.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but you'll just have to take them away again. I'm in the middle of a rehearsal here.
Yeah, we ain't got much time.
Oh, right you are. Shall I come back here after I've seen Bert Fry?
You mean you're supplying Bert Fry as well?
Oh, why not?
Yeah, but he's getting paid.
A token fee? When I came to look, I'd got so much stuff it seemed a pity to waste it. I thought you'd like to look at it first. But if you don't mind Bert having first pick...
I suppose I might as well now you're here.
But what about me?
Well, perhaps Clary could hear your lines.
Yeah, I could time them and then I could go away.
Not without me.
But we can sort it out later. Now, Kenton, come over here where the costumes are so I can match things up.
Kenton Archer thinks it's all right doing both.
It's a good reason for thinking it ain't.
Oh, my word, you have splashed out, haven't you?
Well, if a thing's worth doing.
Oh, these are splendid. They wouldn't look out of place in a professional production.
I had them from a theatrical costumier's in Birmingham.
Oh, must have cost a bit.
What does money matter in the pursuit of excellence?
Well, that went okay, didn't it?
No, it didn't. My nerves are shot to pieces.
You'll have to drive faster than that on the night. If I'm going to get between Amberjaw and the village hall in 10 minutes.
I can't drive fast. Hold a stopwatch and help you change.
I had to get out my costume, didn't I? I don't want to give him the game away.
Look, on the night, you ain't just going to have to get out of one costume. You're going to have to get into another.
I wonder if Bert would think it was funny if I told him I was bringing me home.
If he didn't, someone would.
Look what I got for you, Clary. Ain't you a lucky girl?
Not the moment, no. What you got in them bags?
Bit early to be playing Father Christmas.
That's what you think. Look here, look. Mistletoe. Lots of lovely mistletoe.
Oh, yeah, now that is pretty.
You got an all right at Brookfield, then?
Yeah, you could see that.
This is much better than that stuff you had in the yard.
Yeah, well, Eddie collected that. I found this specially for you to decorate the house.
Oh, Joe, that is kind. Here, the boys will be that thrilled. Can I take some through to show them?
Oh, yeah, the sooner it's up, the better.
This is good stuff. Where'd you get it?
Brookfield Yard.
There ain't any trees there.
Nope. There's an awful lot of bags of mistletoe, though.
You mean you nicked it?
I come with two bags, I went with two bags. Fair exchange is no robbery.
The crafty devil.
Right under their noses. It was all I could do not to laugh out loud.
Well, they owe us.
Yeah, a bit more than two measly bags of mistletoe. Well, the best thing is, they won't be able to prove nothing.
No. Even if they comes round here, the evidence is staring them in the face. Come in, doors open.
Well, I'm glad something's amusing you. Would you like to share the joke, Eddie? Perhaps I could write it into your monologue.
Might liven it up a bit, eh?
Yes, but I'm sorry not to be laughing. But something has happened this afternoon that I don't find very funny.
She's been reading the script again.
No. I've had some rather disturbing reports about you, Eddie.
Who from?
Let's mention no names, but someone saw you leaving my rehearsal.
Look, I can explain.
Still wearing your costume.
Is that all? I thought it was something serious.
It is serious. Those costumes are very valuable.
Well, you've only hired them, haven't you?
You've hired them, so it's in your interest to get them back to the shop in a reasonable condition, but that isn't the point. I cannot have my pantomime jeopardised.
How do you mean we've hired them?
Well, the bills will be sent to you all individually after Christmas. I'm sorry, didn't I mention that?
Brenda, I don't care. You'll just have to go to school. Now go and get Eddie this instant.
Oh, you frightened her. Oh, it's all right.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Sharon, but this time of the morning isn't really a very good time to come visiting.
I ain't visiting.
I've had the milk round to do. Mike said he'd get the children ready for school and he hasn't. And now Brenda reckons she's got a tummy ache.
There is a virus going round. I hope she ain't giving it to Kylie.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with Brenda. She's just... Look, I've got to get them off to school before I can go and open the shop.
Yeah, that's why I've come.
How do you mean? Oh, where's Roy's school bag?
I thought you could take Kylie down for me.
Eh?
To the shop.
Take Kylie? Why?
Well, Martha seems to spend all her time there these days, and I ain't got time to go trailing down when I've got to get to work.
Oh, neither have I.
But you're going anyway.
Oh, I've got enough to do looking after my own kids. Kylie isn't really my problem.
Well, she is when you keep pinching Martha off me.
I don't. Look, Martha isn't going to be in the shop today.
That's what you said on Tuesday and Wednesday, and Thursday...
Yeah, well, she always helps out on a Thursday.
I've been trailing round the village all week. I've been late twice.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Sharon. You'll have to sort it out with Martha.
How can I when you keep nicking her?
I do not. Look, she isn't going to be in the shop today, OK? So you'd better get round to her place.
Oh, charming. Well, I don't know what's come over you lately. You were so nice to me when Kylie was little.
No, I'm sorry, but...
Well, I might have known it wouldn't last. You turn out to be like all the rest.
Well, things aren't too easy for me at the moment.
Well, there's no need to take it out on a tiny child. Come on, Kylie. We know where we're not wanted.
I'm not. I love Kylie. Oh, no. Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh, so you've roused yourself, have you?
How can I sleep with all this racket going on?
Yeah, it must be difficult.
I suppose you know Brenda's crying. I mean, what you said to her?
What have I? Oh, Mike, I asked you to get the children ready for school.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. And you've gone deaf as well as everything else.
Deaf, mad, blind, yeah, about sums me up, thanks very much.
Was it too much to ask?
I don't know where their stuff is.
Why not? You've lived with them for 13 years.
Oh, I see. I'm supposed to do your job for you, just because I can't get any work of my own.
I'm doing yours. I've done the milk round every day this week.
Now you know what I've had to put up with all these years.
Do I? Except you'd come back to your breakfast on the table. The kid's all ready for school.
Sorry?
You didn't have to rush off and do a full day's work in the shop.
Well, give it up if it's bothering you that much. I never wanted you to take it on in the first place.
Give it up? Well, what are we supposed to live on then, me and the children?
Oh, that's right. Rub me nose in it. Tell me what a failure I am.
Oh, you're not a failure.
You just don't understand.
No, I don't. I've tried. I've tried to support you. I've bent over backwards to help.
I don't need no help.
Oh, you do. You do.
You don't understand that nobody does.
Okay, I don't. I don't understand how you can just lie there and watch our lives go to rack and ruin. I don't understand why you won't do something about it.
Like what?
Well, I don't care. Just something. Because if you don't, I just can't cope anymore. I can't.
Hello. Mrs. Perks, isn't it?
Hello. How clever of you to remember my name. Call me Kathy.
I'm trying to memorise 5 new names every day.
And I was on your quota yesterday.
I'm sorry. Does that sound very cold-blooded?
No. Wish I'd done something like it when I first came to Ambridge.
You're a newcomer too?
Relatively.
I thought perhaps Perks was a local name. I noticed the licensee of the Bull was one.
Did? Whoa, Brummy born and proud of it.
And I thought everyone would have lived here from time immemorial. I suppose you and he aren't even related.
Well, not exactly. We were married. Well, still are. But,
I'm so sorry. I didn't...
Don't worry about it. I suppose I could go back to my maiden name, but we're not divorced yet.
Oh, please don't feel you have to explain. Can I get you a drink?
No, it's all right. Actually, I ought to be getting back. I'm stretching my Christmas shopping morning as it is.
You certainly seem to have been busy. I'm due to meet Mark here in 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
Oh, hello, Sharon.
Hello.
Morning, Sharon. Thank God for Fridays, eh?
What?
You and your friends celebrating the end of the working week.
Oh, it's a free country.
I'm glad I've seen you.
Why?
I've been doing a bit of research into your case.
Oh, I ain't got no case.
Oh, I think you have.
What's this?
Not more trouble with Clive.
There's some sexual discrimination going on at Sharon's factory.
Oh, could you keep your voice down? My mates will hear you.
Discrimination? Well, you ought to do something about that.
Oh, why me?
It really would be quite a simple procedure.
Oh, can't you get it into your head? I'm not interested. Look, stop pestering me. I've got to get some drinks for my mates.
Oh, dear. I didn't handle that very well.
Oh, I shouldn't worry. Sharon's a very prickly customer.
I just hate to see injustice being condoned.
Sharon expects life to be unfair. It always has been for her. She's got no reason to think it can be changed.
I should have been more tactful.
Oh, don't worry. When Forsyture people die, the words you find written on their hearts are, "Don't rock the boat." I'm afraid that isn't one of my mottos.
Me neither. But I find out the hard way that you need a lot of guts to challenge it.
Right. Well, there's no time like the present.
Where are you going?
I'm going to apologise to Sharon.
Well, I'm not sure that...
Oh, well, good luck.
And a vodka and tonic, please.
Oh, no, not again.
I came to say I'm sorry.
What?
You think I'm pushing you into something you don't want to do?
And I suppose you're just doing it out of the goodness of your heart. Nothing in it for you.
If you're worried about what it would cost...
How many times do I have to tell you? I just don't want to talk about it, okay?
Okay. And I'm really sorry if you feel I've been hassling you. But if you ever change your mind, well, you know where to find me.
Hi. Don't tell me Betty's not back yet.
Oh, hello. No sign of her. And I've been here 10 minutes.
I hope nothing's wrong.
The note just says closed for lunch.
Only she's having a terrible time with Mike.
Yeah, I know.
Ah, yeah, she told me she'd been talking to you about it.
I suppose you think I'm the last person anyone should turn to for help.
No. Look, Kathy, how about a Christmas truce?
You want us to pull crackers and sing carols?
Well, no, you know what I mean. Everything's with the lawyers now. There's no need for us to keep sniping at each other.
Suits me.
I hear you're going skiing.
Oh, yeah. Not till the new year.
What, Switzerland?
Italy. I'm quite near where Jennifer Aldridge went last year.
Oh, posh. One of these chalet parties, is it then?
No, just me and a friend.
Very cosy.
Well, we've got a lot to catch up on.
Anyone I know?
No, we met at training college.
I said, thank heavens you're here. Hello, Kathy.
Betty, whatever's the matter?
Well, I had another row with Mike.
So I gathered. He was in a hell of a mood in the pub.
Oh, so you have seen him? Oh, thank God.
What did you think had happened to him?
Well, I went back home and there was this note. And I thought, but if you've seen him...
Yeah, about 11:30.
Well, what did the note say?
Oh, but that's 3 hours ago. Well, where is he now?
What did the note say, Betty?
Well, it didn't make much sense. Just gone to do something about it, Mike.
He said something like that when he came in the ball.
Well, do something about what?
It wasn't very specific.
Sid, you don't think
no,
he's gone...
No, I don't. He's a silly beggar, but he's not that silly.
Just try to keep calm, Betty. I'm sure Mike is all right. Obviously, the sooner we find him, the sooner we'll know that for sure. Now think, where might he have gone?
Oh, I reckon that should do. I wonder if they'd pay set aside for Ollie.
Eddie, what are you doing here?
Oh, Mike, you gave me a turn. I thought you was old Jim.
He's gone to the Canaries for Christmas. Well, he can afford to, can he?
And while the cat's away, eh?
Yeah, he's the cat that's got the cream, all right.
So what are you doing up here, same as me?
I doubt it. What are you doing?
Yeah, collecting a bit of Ollie for Clary. He'll never miss it, will he?
I shouldn't think so, sunning himself in the Canaries. Well, I've got something to warm him up.
What do you mean? What you got in that can?
What's it look like? Petrol.
Petrol? Oh, come on now, mate. A joke's a joke.
I ain't laughing. I ain't had a laugh for a long time. I shall get one when I sees that barn go up in smoke.
Hey, don't be daft.
What's the matter?
You can't mean it.
Why not? He don't need a barn. Got nothing to put in it. He's not a farmer anymore.
Yeah, I know, but...
That's all I ever wanted to be. All I ever wanted. When Dad gave me my first patch of vegetable garden and Mum gave me my first lamp to rear. All I ever wanted.
Give me the can, eh?
I'm tired of thinking about it. I'm so tired. I sleeps all day and I'm still so tired.
He wants a tonic, that's what you want. Give me the can.
Betty always on at me. Does she think I don't see? I mean, does she think I don't know what it's doing to her and the kids?
She wouldn't want you to go round setting fire to things.
I'll show her. I'll show her. I've still got some fight left in me.
Yeah, but not like this. That's right, there's a good bloke. You just put it down.
Mike! Mike! Oh, love, what are you doing?
I mean, it's all right, Betty, but everything under control.
What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? What are you?
It's cold, isn't it? Why don't we all go back down to the village?
You wanted me to do something.
Oh, not leave me notes that worry me sick or come and pester the life out of a bloke who's never done you any harm.
Betty, quiet.
Oh, hasn't he? Hasn't he just, eh? Well, I'll show him. I'll show him and you.
Get the can.
I'll show you what I'm made of.
What's going on?
What do you have to interrupt for? I nearly got him to put that down.
What? What are you talking about?
A can of petrol. He's going to set fire to that barn.
Set fire? Oh, but no, he can't.
He can't unless we stop him. Come on.
Mike! Oh, Mike, don't be silly. Don't do it. Mike!
Archers was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. It was directed by Neil Fraser in our Pebble Mill studios and the editor was Vanessa Whitburn.